Do you really feel that just the Lord desires to draw close?
你们知道这是神心中所盼望的，就是叫我们与他更近。
Just sitting here this morning, I noticed how much many of you love your children.
早晨我坐在这里，我认识到你们好多人何等的爱你们的孩子。
Nothing big, just the little things that we do sometimes.
很多时候也许只是在很小的事上写出来。
Just small touches and holding our children's hands as we walk in.
为他们系鞋带，牵着他们的手一起走路。
Certainly, this is the Father's heart towards us.
这也是天父向着我们的心肠。
Amen. This is why God calls Himself Father.
所以我们能够蒙召称他为我们的父。
He calls Himself Abba.
他称他自己是阿爸。
So hopefully, we have had a good, loving relationship with our parents.
希望我们跟我们父母之间也是一个美好的爱的关系。
And from that relationship, we understand a little bit more about Him.
从那个关系，我们更能够认识天父。
So just as the song that Priscilla led us in, allow Him to draw close.
刚才我们唱让主与我们更近。
And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, you didn't have a good relationship with your parents, your father, your mother.
你若是不明白的话，可能你跟你自己的父母没有一个很好的关系。
Just let's allow Him this morning to reveal Himself that way to us.
今天早晨，让我们让天父来向我们显明他向着我们的爱和关系。
Amen. Jesus is good.
主耶稣何等的好。
Let's just pray just for a moment. Can we do that?
我们花一点时间祷告好吗？
Lord, we just come to you this morning.
主，早晨我们来到你的面前。
We're just so grateful for your goodness, your care, and your love for us, God.
为着你的美善、你的爱和你的照顾，我们心中充满了感激。
And we just appeal, God, that you would draw close to us.
我们也向你呼求说，父啊，愿你更靠近我们。
God, just tear down all the walls, all the inhibitions that keep you at a distance.
求你拆除所有间隔你来到我们面前的墙。
Just draw close, touch our hearts, Jesus.
主啊，来靠近我们，来摸我们，向我们的心说话。
Help us to open up our hearts to you, God.
帮助我们将我们的心向你打开。
Every man, woman, and child here this morning.
每一个男人、女人和孩子在这个会场里的。
God, just help us to cast aside all the things that hold us back, God.
主啊，叫我们将一切缠累我们的丢弃在背后。
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We just worship you.
我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。
We just declare that you're good here this morning.
我们在这里宣告说，主，你是美善的。
Thank you, God. You're just so good to us, Lord.
你向着我们传着何等的美善的意念。
There's no one like you, God. No one like you.
没有一个人像你那样。
We thank you for your unfailing love, your kindness to us, God.
谢谢你的慈爱，你不止息的爱。
Let's just all just pray just a moment. Pray for the person next to you. Amen.
我们花点时间祷告好吗？请你为你旁边的人祷告。
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh God, we confess we cannot do this without you, God.
主，我们承认，若没有你，我们不能做什么。
We need you, Lord. We need your Spirit. We need your love. We need your grace, God.
神啊，我们需要你的圣灵，我们需要你的爱，需要你的恩典。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the body of Christ.
谢谢你主，谢谢基督的身体。
Thank you for the people of God.
谢谢神的子民。
Thank you for the husband, the wife, the father, the mother, God, next to us. Thank you, God.
谢谢你放在我们当中的夫妇，放在我们当中的父母。Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our children, God.
为着我们的儿女，我们感谢你。
God, we just bless those around us. We bless them with your love.
我们为着所有在座的来求祝福。
With your grace, God, with your grace.
你的恩典降临在我们当中。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. If someone has a prayer in your heart, just release it to the Lord.
或者你心中有什么感动、有祷告的，请你就把它释放出来。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. We just give you all glory, all glory, all glory, all honor, all praise. God, just melt away the hard places.
主要融化所有刚硬的地方。
Melt away the hurt places.
也融化所有受伤的地方。
All the heavy burdens, God, we just lay them at your feet. We lay them at your feet.
主，我们把所有的重担，主，我们都卸在你的脚前。
Oh Lord, we just ask that the deep, deep love of Jesus would flow in this place.
我们就求主极深的爱在这里涌流。
Deep, deep love of Jesus.
极深深在主的爱。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We love you, God.
Yes.
We just give you our hearts, God.
主，我们把我们的心给你。
We just open wide our hearts to you, God.
我们将我们的心敞开向着你。
Just speak to us this morning, Lord.
主啊，早晨向我们说话。
Whisper, God, to the hurt places.
在我们受伤的地方，你向我们微声的呼唤。
Give us wisdom, God. Give us wisdom.
赐给我们智慧，给我们悟性。
Direction for our lives.
给我们生命的方向。
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, we just want reality with you.
主，我们只要从你来的实际。
Just honesty, honesty with you, God.
在你面前又真的诚实。
We just reach out for you this morning. We reach out our hand for you, God.
主啊，今天早晨我们伸出我们的手触摸你。
Your word promises if we draw near to you that you will draw near to us.
你自己应许我们，凡亲近你的，你就必亲近他。
God, we just purposely draw near right now by faith.
所以今天早晨我们在信心里，主，我们诚心的来触摸你。
We agree we make a good decision right now to draw close to you, God.
我们都同意，我们做一个对的决定，就是早晨我们来靠近你。
And we take you at your word. You will draw near to us.
根据你的话，你也会应信实的靠近我们。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Turn with me to Isaiah 6.
请我们一起读以赛亚第六章。
Isaiah 6:8.
以赛亚第六章第八节。
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying,
我又听见主的声音说,
Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?
我可以差遣谁呢? 谁肯为我而去呢? 为我们去呢?
Then I said, Here I am, send me.
我说, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
This is a very powerful verse, amen?
这是一个很有能力的一节, 不是吗?
There are many people that are in the ministry today because God used this verse to call them to service.
有许多人今天在服侍主，就是因为神用了这一节来呼召他们。
I remember as a young believer, the first time I really heard someone share on this verse.
当我还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，我第一次听到人分享这节。
I was in a singles group and the singles minister was preaching on this text.
那时候我还是单身，那我们的负责的那个传道人就在分享这一节。
And it just so beautifully expressed my heart, the willingness that I was feeling at that time to serve Jesus.
这一节也非常合适的描述我当时心中愿意服侍的欲望。
Amen. We're looking for people who are willing to say, Here I am, send me.
我们常常在寻找那些说我在这里，请差遣我的人。
Every fellowship, every church, local church needs people that will say, "Here I am, send me."
每一个团契，每一个教会都需要有人说，主，我在这里，请差遣我。
Amen. That's how things get done.
事情才会成就，不是吗？
People willing to serve, people willing to minister, people willing to love and care about other people.
必须有人愿意服侍，有人愿意爱人，愿意关心人。
But how do we get people to that place?
但是我们怎样将人带到这个光景里呢？
How do we convince people that we fellowship and go to church with that they need to serve and be willing to go anywhere God wants?
我们怎样说服与我们一起聚会的弟兄姊妹到这个地步，他们会愿意服侍做神所要做的？
This is the challenge, amen?
这岂不是我们的挑战吗？阿们吗？
There is so much to do, isn't there?
不是有许多的事在做吗？
But so often the work of the ministry falls on the shoulders of a very small amount of people.
但常常神家里的工作落在少数人的肩膀上。
So the elders, the brothers, the ministers in the church are always looking for people who will say, "Here I am, send me."
所以有经验的长老或者服侍主的人常常在寻找那些愿意奉主差遣来做事的人。
Do we get those type of people, those type of hearts by getting them to look at the needs in our community?
我们怎么样让他们有这样的负担或意愿，是让他们看见神家中的需要吗？
Certainly there's lots of needs in our communities, amen?
我们所在的社区有各样的需要，不是吗？
In our families, in our churches, in our country.
在我们的国家，我们的社区，甚至我们的家庭里有各样的需要。
Or maybe by looking at their own life, that they need to have a purpose, a higher purpose in their life to commit themselves to.
甚至只看看他们的生命，他们需要有更高层次的目的。
But I believe that this scripture here, the chapter of Isaiah 6,
我相信以赛亚书第六章这里
really teaches us that we don't get people to sacrifice and serve and minister by looking hard at themselves.
我们要帮助人有这个服侍牺牲自己的意愿，不是看他们自己。
Or by looking at the needs all around us.
或者看看他们四周的需要。
We must help people find a higher purpose and motivation than that.
我们必须要给他们一个更高的动力跟目的。
So let's take a look what it was that moved Isaiah to this place. Start in Isaiah 6:1.
我们从第六章第一节开始看以赛亚是怎么样达到这个光景。
This holy prophet of God gets a deeper new revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是神的先知，但是神向他有一个更深的启示。
So the verse starts, in the year that King Uzziah died,
因此第六章说，当乌西亚王崩的那年,
I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up.
我见主高高坐在, 坐在高高的宝座上,
and the train of his robe filled the temple.
他的衣裳垂下, 遮满圣殿。
First thing we notice that it was in the year that Uzziah, the king, died.
第一件事要注意就是当乌西亚王崩的那年, 他看见这个异象。
It was in a time of transition, change, and loss.
那是一个失去了重要的君王的年代。
That this prophet of God got a clear glimpse of who Jesus was.
在这个时候，神的先知看清楚了，瞥见了神的荣耀。
Haven't we found this true about ourselves? That it's oftentimes in a time of trouble.
常常我们也是在生命中的难处的时候。
That sometimes we get closer to the Lord.
我们就离主比较近。
That I believe that's a little bit what's going on here with But the prophet sees Jesus. He sees God on the throne, high and lifted up, exalted on the throne.
他所看见的主呢，是坐在高高的宝座上。
This is the primary motivating factor that gives the rest of Isaiah's life perspective.
这个呢，这个看见是他后来所有服侍跟随主最大的动力。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Above it stood seraphim above the throne. Each one had six wings, and with two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet.And with two he flew.
其上有撒拉伯势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts."
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华。
The whole earth is full of his glory.
他的荣光充满全地。
Verse 4, and the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke.
因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，便充满了烟云。
The worship of the angels was so loud and boisterous that the pillars shook.
这些天使他们赞美的声音这么大声，甚至叫门槛，圣殿的门槛的根基都震动了。
As I once heard an old preacher say, if you don't like loud worship, don't bother going to heaven.
有一个传道人说，如果你不喜欢那种很吵闹的那个敬拜的声音的话，那你最好不要到天上去。
All of heaven is full of the praise of God. Amen.
因为天上充满了就是赞美神的声音。
Every being around the throne lives to worship and praise Jesus.
所有围绕神宝座的万物都在那里学习赞美神。
To give glory and honor and praise. Holy, holy, holy.
把荣耀、全能、赞美、称颂都归给他，因他是圣的。
So Isaiah gets a new glimpse of who God is.
所以在这里，以赛亚向着神的荣耀有一个新的认识。
The exalted Christ.
这位得荣耀的耶稣。
Our Savior, or the Lamb, the one who's bled and died for each one of us. Amen.
我们的救主，神的羔羊，为我们所有人舍命的那一位。
So we see that this journey of discovering our purpose and place in service.
你看到他所看见的这个新的意象，跟他的侍奉有极大的关系。
It must start and be rooted in a clear view of who Jesus Christ is.
一切侍奉的根基必须是来自于，也根基于。你向着耶稣基督的启示和认识。
Amen. He is the cornerstone.
他是一切的磐石。
Everything revolves around him and flows from him.
所有的事情都绕着他而转，也从他而来。
The focal point of all our attention must be Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen.
我们所有的注意力和重心必须是耶稣他自己。
The Savior, the Lamb of God.
他是我们的救主，是神的羔羊。
So often we in the church, we try to be good students and learn more. Amen.
很多时候来到教会，我们想做一个好学生，想要更多的学习。
And we focus so much on all the little details and the disciplines of the Christian life.
很多时候我们的重点都是在一些细节，或是一个基督徒生活该有的自律。
That even with all of our good intentions, sometimes Jesus gets lost in all of it.
虽然这个动机是好的，但常常耶稣就在这个过程里面遗失了。
Amen? Amen. Jesus is not just the name that we tag on the end of our prayers.
我们不只是用耶稣的名在我们的祷告里做一个记号而已。
Amen. Jesus is not just a small part of making something much bigger happen.
他不是一个大的事情里面的小部分。
All things were created by him and for him and by him all things exist. Amen?
都是借着他造的，也是为他被造而有的。
We must not refrain or shrink from the message of Christ.
所以我们永远不能离开耶稣基督这个中心信息。
Now what is this glimpse of Christ? How does this affect the heart of the prophet?
那他所见的这个荣耀基督的意象对他有什么样的影响？
Verse 5, so I said,Woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips.
第五节告诉我们说，他说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。
How does he understand this suddenly?
他怎么突然看见自己是一个不洁净的人？
You see, a new revelation of Christ gives Isaiah a new revelation about himself.
因着向着基督有一个新的认识，他对他自己也有一个新的认识。
In fact, at the end of verse 5, it says, For my eyes have seen the King.
在第五节末了，他说，因我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
Amen.
Amen.
We don't hear Christ saying anything about the condition of Isaiah's heart.
在这里神并没有讲任何有关他光景的事。
It is simply by being in the presence of the Holy One, the King of Kings, that Isaiah understands the reality of his own heart.
只因他在那个荣耀万王之王的同在里，他就看见了自己的光景。
To the extent that we do not see Christ clearly,
若是我们向着主的认识不清楚。
To the extent that we don't take the time to look at Jesus closely,
我们不花时间来仔细的来看主自己。
To that same extent, we will not see our own heart rightly.
同样的，我们也对自己不会有一个真实的认识。
When we have a small view of Christ,
当我们有一点瞥见了基督，
we typically have a very large view of ourselves.
常常我们就会对自己有更多的认识。
Our own life, our own visions, our own dreams take on a much bigger place in our life than they should sometimes.
很多时候我们的梦想，我们的生命，在我们的生命里占最大的部分。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Do we have a clear vision of Jesus? I love how you can get in the presence of Christ.
Have a
sense of His holiness and His love. And suddenly you're aware of all kinds of things in here. Amen.
Amen.
Suddenly you're made aware of the places that hurt, the places that are broken. You feel so insignificant in the presence of the King. Amen.
Amen.
If we were to see ourselves rightly, and understand what we're supposed to do in the church, we must stay intimately connected with Jesus. We must start every day by getting on our knees and seeking Jesus. I'm not talking about just some religious duty, going through the motions and saying a quick prayer about things we know we should. I'm talking about really connecting with Him. Amen? Face to face with the Lamb of God. Getting up every morning, say, Jesus, I seek You.
每天早晨起来说, 主啊,
I will see Jesus.
我要寻见你,
I will take time to connect and open my heart wide to Jesus.
我愿意花时间, 我将我的心打开来,
you get in this book, not just because you know you're supposed to read the Bible,
你打开圣经,
because you understand that this is the love letter of God written to you. And in these pages, you see the face of Jesus. Amen? We must see Jesus every day if we're to understand ourselves rightly. Well, this revelation of Christ not only gives Isaiah a proper perspective on his own life, it also helps him see the needs of other people around him. He doesn't only say, woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips. But he also understands that he dwells among a people of unclean lips. Now I want you to notice that he notices his own needs first before he notices the needs of other people around him. Or a better way to put it is he notices his own sin and failures before he focuses on the sin and failures of other people around
him.
Sometimes in the church we are very good and skilled at noticing the sin in other people's lives. Their problems and their failures. I believe this is a little bit what we see in Isaiah 5. But in Isaiah 5, between verses 18 and 22, we see the same prophet of God saying, woe is you, woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity.
Verse
20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil.
第二十节说,
woe to those who are wise in their own eyes. Verse 21.
二十一节,
woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink.
二十二节,
so the prophet is all talking about everybody else's failures. Woe, woe, woe to you. But one moment after he's in the presence of Christ with a new revelation of his glory and majesty, he doesn't focus on the woe to others. It's woe is me. Amen. If there is somebody who is always pointing out other people's sins, and can never see the sin in their own life, I would suspect that that is a person who is not intimately acquainted with Jesus. So the prophet sees his own sin, and what kind of sin is it? Unpure, unclean lips. Above all other sins, the sin of your tongue, the sin of your mouth is the easiest. Isn't that right? Saying little things about other people that we shouldn't. So it says, woe is me, I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And he understands all this because his eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Amen. One thing though I love about our Lord Jesus, when he shows you something that is wrong or out of order in your life, he runs, he flies to your side with his grace to fix whatever's broken.
Verse 6,
then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged. Amen. Isn't that good news? It doesn't matter who it is, when we get honest or real with God, when we humble ourselves before Him, we agree with God about the condition of our heart, we confess with our mouth and agree with God about what's going on in here,
It opens
up a river of grace from heaven. The unmerited, undeserved grace of God to flow
into our lives.
Amen. Praise God that He doesn't give us what we deserve. Praise God, it's on the basis of what Jesus did that this mercy flows into our lives. It's because of what Jesus did. Amen. This reminds me here this verse of Isaiah 57, verse
15.
Of course, it also affirms James 4:6, where the Lord says He gives grace to the humble, but is opposed to the proud. Humility opens up the way for grace. Brokenness and honesty draw the grace of God to our lives. Pride,
骄傲,
stubbornness,
固执,
unwillingness to agree with God about the sin of our life, it blocks the grace of God. It puts a wall up, preventing God's grace to get into our life. Isaiah 57:15. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in a high and holy place. Now this sounds like the same Jesus, the same God that Isaiah just saw in Isaiah 6, doesn't it?
很像刚才我们所看见以赛亚所看见坐在高高宝座上的。
A holy, majestic God.
那位圣者。
He dwells in a high and holy place.
他坐在高高的宝座。
But also with the contrite and humble spirit.
神说我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
This is wonderful news, amen?
这岂不是很好的消息吗？
In spite of the fact that God inhabits all of eternity and dwells in holiness,
不管虽然神他是至高至上永远长存的那一位，
He loves to be with people who have a broken and contrite heart.
他却喜欢与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
In fact, I will dare to say that people who have a broken and contrite heart are God's favorites.
我敢这样说，那些忧伤痛悔的人乃是神所最喜爱的。
God is no respecter of persons.
神对人是没有什么
He doesn't care what race, gender, if we have education or no education.
对神来说，他是没有歧视，不管你受过教育，没有受过教育。
But when it comes to a heart that is humble and has childlike faith,
或是任何的种族，但是当你有一个谦卑的灵，像一个孩子一样的时候，
Jesus loves to sit right next to those type of people.
主耶稣喜欢坐在这样的人旁边。
Jesus loves to share the same space with them.
主耶稣喜欢与他们共居。
Jesus loves to put his arm around, embrace those, hold them up tight.
主耶稣喜欢伸出他的手，紧紧的拥抱这样的人。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Jesus loves just to press his cheek right up against those type of people.
主耶稣喜欢把他的面颊紧紧靠近这样人的面颊。
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus loves to do all the little things that we love to do for our children when we have that kind of heart.
当我们有这样的对的态度的时候，主耶稣就像我们喜欢对我们的小孩有各样的爱的动作，主耶稣也做这样的事。
You know what I'm talking about? I know some of you all just grabbing your kids by the hand and pulling them up close to you.And just touching their hair this morning, just the little things.
很多时候我们喜欢就是牵牵我们孩子们的手，把他们拉过来，摸摸他们的头。
Now you might think I'm being sentimental.
你也许觉得我是一个多愁善感的人。
But I won't trade that part of the relationship with Jesus for anything.
但是我不会愿意为任何事情来交换我跟主耶稣之间这样亲密的关系。
I could not survive.
我不可能活下去。
Without that kind of love from my Savior. Amen?
而没有经历这样救主的爱。
So please, please don't pretend that you don't need that type of affection from Christ, from God the Father.
所以请你无论如何不要假装说你不需要与神有那样亲密美好的关系。
Amen?
Amen.
You know, some of you girls say you love to walk right next to your dad and just reach out there and grab his hand.And he doesn't hesitate to take it, does he?
很多的孩子女孩子在我们当中，你喜欢走在爸爸旁边，然后抓住他的手。
That's not the depth of God's love, but it certainly gives us a little glimpse of what it's like.
虽然那不能与天父的爱相比，但是却让我们对天父的爱能够有一点的了解。
God loves the humble.
神喜爱谦卑的人。
I believe it is. Psalms 9:12 says, God will not forget the cry of the humble.
神在诗篇第九章讲到说，他不会忘记谦卑人的呼求。
When everybody was busy wanting to do ministry during the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, you know, the disciples.
很多人忙，就像耶稣的门徒忙着在做各样的侍奉。
Want to get into the real work of the ministry.
希望做真的工作。
Jesus took time to be with the little children.
但是主耶稣却在那个当儿花时间与孩子们同在。
I love the passage where it says that he touched them and blessed them and held him on his lap.
他摸他们，抱他们，让他们坐在他的膝上，为他们祝福。
And the disciples,
而门徒看着耶稣。
They kind of behave like us, don't they, sometimes? They ran up there and said, no, 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 try to keep the children away.
他们很多时候像我们一样，不是吗？他们会跑到耶稣面前说，小孩子们下来。
Are you small enough to fit on the lap of Jesus?
你是不是够纯真，够幼小，能够坐在耶稣的膝盖上？
Do you know what I'm talking about? Or are you just too big, too mature, too intelligent to fit on the lap of Jesus?
或者我们已经太成熟，太大了。所以我们不适合坐在耶稣的膝盖上。
I was reminded just the other day of, from time to time the Lord will give, remind me of something when I was very small to teach me something.
有的 候神叫我想起我小时候的事情，我要教导我一些事。
Now, I don't know if any of you can remember this, but when I was very young, probably, I don't know, 6, 7?
也许我六七岁的时候吧。
I was sitting in a large chair.
我坐在一张大的椅子上。
And I was very conscious of the fact that my feet could not touch the ground.
我有注意到我太小，所以我脚没有办法碰到地。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们知道我的意思吗？
Your legs out there kicking like that?
你的两只腿摇来摇去，没有办法踩到地。
And as a little boy, I would think, I wonder what it will be like when my feet will touch the ground.
那时候我在想，我在想，如果我的脚能够碰到地，不知道是怎么样。
And from time to time, the Lord will bring that memory back to me.
很多时候神会提醒我那个景象。
And just affirm that, David, I want you just to stay in that place.
提醒我说，我要你就留在这个光景里。
If you're little, I can do something with you.
因为你若是自认还幼小，我还可以在你身上做些事。
If you'll stay little, you'll understand and receive the most of my love.
你若在我面前保持儿童的样，孩子的样子，你会得到更多的爱。
Amen. So the seraphim flies to the side of the prophet.
所以撒拉弗呢，飞来到他面前。
Touches his lips with the hot coal.
用炭沾他的口
and then makes the pronouncement.
然后他就宣告
Behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away.
说看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉。
And then we get to verse 8.
你的罪恶就赦免，然后我们来到第八节。
The prophet sees Christ clearly.
这位先知先清楚地看见了基督。
And as a consequence, he can see his own heart clearly.
因为看见了基督，他就看清楚了自己的光景。
He sees the needs of the people around him clearly.
也看见他四周人光景。
And he also understands that God's grace will make way for him to be forgiven and made right.
他也经历到神的恩典，让他得赦的罪罪恶得赦免。
And then we get to verse 8.
然后来到了第八节。
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, suddenly his ear is open to things that he couldn't hear before.
一下子他的耳朵能听见他以前听不见的声音。
And he hears the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us?
我听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
And that childlike volunteer spirit, that willingness to go rises up in his heart.
在他的心中，那个像孩子一样那个单纯愿意的心涌上来。
I kind of get a picture here of Isaiah just like a small boy saying, "Here I am, send me," jumping up and down.
我可以想象说，以赛亚当时一定很激动，然后像个小孩说，举起手来说，我在这里，差遣我。
You know that joy to serve Jesus? Here I am. I'll go. I'll do it, Lord. I'll love to do it.
你知道那个从心里发出来的喜乐和愿意说，我在这里，我愿意，我爱做这样的事。
It's not a burden. It's not because people are trying to make me do it. I'll do it for you.
主啊，不是重担，也不是别人叫我做，我愿意为你做。
It comes from the fact that he has seen Jesus.
这都因为他看见了耶稣。
He's tasted in a new way of the love, the grace, the mercy of God.
他尝到了一个新的主的滋味，他的慈爱，他的恩典，他的怜悯。
And that experience will always, always, always make you a joyful giver.That experience will transform you into a servant. Amen?
这样的经历会改变我们成为一个真实主的仆人。
Because it's not about you and it's not even so much about other people.
因为那不是在关于你自己或是别人了。
It's about Jesus.
你的中心变成耶稣了。
We may get people to serve in the church.
有的时候我们要让教会的人来服侍。
But if they are not motivated by a love for Jesus,
但若是他们服侍的动力不是向着耶稣的爱，
more than likely they will not stay servants very long.
所以他们很可能不会在服侍里待太久。
They may do it for a while.
他们也许服侍一段时间。
And grumble and complain.
常常也许到一个地步就埋怨。
We're all tempted to grumble and complain at some time or another, aren't we?
这是我们的本性，我们都有这个习惯，不是吗？
But what keeps it in perspective is that it's for Jesus.
什么叫我们持续在侍奉里，是因为我们看见了耶稣。
Amen. Does this make sense? Does this make sense, young people?
你们觉得我说的话有意义吗？
Hey, this works for our parents too, doesn't it? If it's not for Jesus, if you don't understand that the Lord says, honor your mother and father.Jesus says that.
主耶稣说要孝敬你的父母。主耶稣说的哦。
then it can be a hard burden to obey mother and father.
如果我们这样讲呢，也许你会觉得哈，这要顺服父母真不容易。
Amen.
Amen.
God is good, isn't He? Jesus is good.
主耶稣何等的好。
So I hope this makes sense this morning.
我希望我早晨分享的对你们来能够听得懂有意义。
You may have ministered in the church for many years.
也许你在教会里服侍了很多年了。
But somehow over time it's become a burden.
但是这样一段时间过来，你觉得服事是一个担子。
It's become a hard, bitter thing.
变成一个难的，而且很苦的事。
These are the things we won't confess readily, aren't they?
常常我们不会立刻承认，这是我们的感觉。
But perhaps you know in your heart of hearts that's what it's become. It's a hard thing now.
但是你真知道，在你的心中，服事渐渐成为一个苦事。
The answer is reconnecting with Jesus.
你的答案和解决之道就是在与主接触。
Amen. Get your eyes on Jesus.
把你的眼目转向主耶稣。
How do we do that? How do we do that? It's a little bit of an abstract concept, isn't it? To get your eyes on Jesus.
蛮抽象的，不是吗？那我们怎么样做呢？
It takes the eye of faith.
需要用信心的眼睛。
And the eye of faith that when we look in this word, we see Jesus.
当我们读主的话时候，我们从信心里看见耶稣。
If you're going to have a clear view of Christ,
若是你要有清楚的看见,
you must get in this book.
你必须要读圣经。
You must be a man and woman of prayer.
你必须是一个祷告的人。
Amen.
Amen.
We must make prayer a priority.
我们必须要常常祷告。
We must be a people that know how to worship Jesus.
我们要成为敬拜主耶稣的人。
We must take more time to do these things.
我们必须要花时间来做这些事。
To really just...Stand in His presence and worship Him and love Him. Amen.
就站在他的同在中敬拜他爱他。
Worship is an exercise of taking our thoughts captive.
我们的敬拜的意思呢，就是我们来操练，叫我们的心思不要被其他的事情掳去。
We so often think of taking our thoughts captive having to do with something about resisting temptation.
有时候我们讲说，哦，心思不要被掳，就是要拒绝试探。
And it does. It has something to do with resisting temptation.
的确，拒绝试探是一项。
But the basic discipline of worship teaches us how to do that.
但是真正的操练敬拜的时候，他会这样教导我们。
We come in this place or at our home, and we crowd out all the other thoughts. We take our thoughts captive.
就是我们来到一个地方，也许是在家里，我们将所有的心思都推出去。
And we focus all our attention on Jesus.
而将我所有的注意力集中在主耶稣身上。
Amen.
Amen.
Don't, please, please, for Christ's sake, don't just go through the motions of singing a few songs because somebody says it's time to sing songs.
为了基督的缘故，我请求你们不要只是好像经过一个过程，我们来唱几首诗歌，就是因为有人说我们来唱一下诗歌敬拜。
Make these moments count. Find a way to connect by faith with Christ.
叫你的时间算得数，花时间真的来遇见他，与他接触上。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'll be quiet now. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share my heart with you.
谢谢你们容许我将我心中所存的来与你们分享。
I do. I do sense God's presence.
我感觉到主的同在。
Wanting to draw close, to embrace you, to love you.
我感受到他何等愿意亲近我们，来拥抱我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Can we do something for just try something different for just a moment?
我们可不可以尝试做一件不同的事?
Are there any hearts here that you just need a sense of Jesus' love this morning? You just need the touch of Jesus this morning.
今天早晨在我们当中呢，有没有心渴望被主所触摸的?
Anybody willing to humble themselves, say that's me. I just need the love of God affirmed in my life.
有没有人愿意谦卑自己的心，承认说这就是我，我希望这样，我愿意神在我生命中成为更真实。
Amen. If that's the case, just stand where you're at. If that's what God's doing, if God isn't doing that, fine. Just stay seated, and you're okay. You're okay with Jesus. But if He's saying to you something about that, just stand where you're at. Can you do that?
如果是你心里有这样的感动，我请你啊站起来。其他人你没有这感动，没有关系，那也是很好的。
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is just, Jesus is just so good.
主耶稣何等的好。
Maybe some of you young people, the Lord's kind of tugging at your heart and telling you that He wants to show you more of His love.
也许在我们当中的年轻人，你觉得神正在推动你的心，让你更多认识他的爱。
Well, we in the body of Christ, we are the ministers. Amen.
Amen. 我们是基督的身体，因此我们彼此服侍，不是吗？
So let's just some of us, if this is okay.That see someone standing in your ear, just come up beside them and put your arm around them. And God wants to teach us how to release the love of Christ, amen, through our lives into other people's lives. So could we do that just for a moment, just in a very natural, relaxed way?
我们彼此服侍，你看到四周站的人，你心里愿意，你可以过去，将你的手围绕他们一起祷告。
Amen. Yeah, let's allow the love of Jesus to flow through us into our brothers and sisters. If there's still some people that need to be prayed for, okay, we're going to pray for each other. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just start praying for one another, that God's love would move.
彼此代祷，让神的爱在我们当中运行。
It's okay, Rose. You stand up and get somebody to pray for you. Somebody, we need somebody right over here. Just be patient. Let's try to really, without hesitation, just encourage and minister one another. So this is just natural. Amen? It doesn't feel awkward. It doesn't feel strange. These are our brothers and sisters. And God wants to use us. We need somebody right over here. Thank you, Lord. It's all right.Can you just pray for us for a little bit, can you? Thank you. Jesus, Jesus. Let's just pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.If you don't have somebody that's praying for you, you can just come on up here. Let's just do this, okay? Can we do that? Let's just take a moment. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for your patience.
谢谢你们的耐心。
It's good to take time with one another, amen.
花时间彼此带到很好，不是吗？
Let me close in prayer.
让我们以祷告来结束今天的聚会。
We just thank you, God, for your goodness.
耶稣，我为着你的美善感谢你。
Yeah, we just thank you for the next couple of days that are coming up here.
主，为着未来几天，我们感谢你。
That you would have your way, Lord.
愿你的旨意成就在我们当中。
And that we would just allow you to move and minister to our hearts.
让我们允许你自由的运行，并向我们的心工作。
God, just give us ears to hear all that you want to say to us.
主啊，叫我们有可听的耳，能听见你向我们说的话。
And we just ask you to give us hearts that will respond quickly.
主啊，给我们愿意的心，能够立即答应你的呼唤。
And Lord, if there's any fear or inhibition,
若是有任何的拒绝，任何的惧怕，
any cautiousness about wanting to let you have your way,
任何不愿意让你按照你旨意行的。
We just lay that down right now, Jesus.
主啊，我们把这样的情形都在放在你的脚前。
We just say, "Have your way."
我们说，主啊，按照你的意思行。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen. Thank you so much.
谢谢你们。